Lawmakers pressed the Department of Health and Human Services over its response to the Change Healthcare cyber attack. Medicare Part D plans can cover the popular and expensive weight loss drug Wegovy for beneficiaries with heart conditions. And VillageMD sells 11 clinics in Rhode Island to Arches Medical Partners. It's Friday, March 22nd. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less. Coming up on Monday and Tuesday, we revisit my two-part conversation with Sara Vaezzi, Executive Vice President and Chief Strategy and Digital Officer for Providence Health. We spoke in October about the health system's newest incubated technology, Priya Health, which aims to increase patient engagement.
Most systems have some form of, you know, a digital ecosystem and an offline ecosystem of services, of course, that they provide to their users, but they're hard to find. They're not personalized to the user. So everything sort of, it's the same vanilla experience that we all have versus a personalized experience that's going to keep you engaged.
We'll be back on Wednesday with the latest in health policy and business news. Be sure to join us. Federal lawmakers are calling on the Department of Health and Human Services to do more to help healthcare providers amid the ongoing Change Healthcare outages following a massive cyber attack a month ago. A bipartisan group of nearly 100 members of the House of Representatives, led by Iowa Republican Marionette Miller Meeks and Illinois Democrat Robin Kelly, sent a letter to HHS Secretary Javier Becerra earlier this week to implore the agency to provide more aid to providers. Notably, they call on the department to use its authority to ensure timely Medicare and Medicare Advantage payments, as well as work with states to guarantee that Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program reimbursements are also paid in a timely manner. The lawmakers also asked that HHS continue to press United Health Group and Change to provide more financial and other assistance to organizations struggling in the wake of the attack. After getting hit with a massive cyber attack a month ago, Change Healthcare, one of the nation's largest clearinghouses, has been effectively out of order, preventing hospitals, provider groups, and pharmacies from filing claims for services and prescriptions. United Health Group acquired Change in 2022 and folded the company into its Optum subsidiary. The company handles more than 15 billion healthcare transactions every year. Earlier this month, Optum Financial Services established a temporary funding assistance program to support provider organizations' short-term cash flow needs. However, those original efforts were roundly criticized as being overly onerous for providers to qualify for. United has said that it has advanced more than $2 billion to care providers so far. The federal government has also provided accelerated payments to impacted providers and has granted other flexibilities, including allowing providers to more quickly change clearinghouses in order to submit claims. At a congressional hearing on Wednesday, Becerra said CMS had distributed around $3 billion in accelerated payments so far. The American Hospital Association also submitted a letter to lawmakers on Wednesday asking Congress to address any statutory constraints preventing CMS and HHS from adequately assisting impacted hospitals and other healthcare providers. United has been gradually restoring Change's core functionalities over the past couple of weeks. In a statement released on Monday, the company said as of last Friday, it had restored Change's electronic payments platform and is proceeding with payer implementations. And as of March 7th, 99% of Change Pharmacy Network services had been restored. The company is still working on fixing other operational issues. Medicare will cover the popular and expensive weight loss drug Wegovy for certain beneficiaries, provided they're prescribed the medicine to reduce the risk of serious heart conditions rather than weight management. The Wall Street Journal first broke the story, and several other outlets received confirmation from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Historically, Medicare has been prohibited by law from covering drugs specifically for weight loss for Part D beneficiaries because they were considered cosmetic and due to concerns over their safety. Part D beneficiaries have had to pay out of pocket for these drugs. The list price for a monthly supply of Wegovy is $1,300. But on Thursday, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said weight loss drugs like Wegovy would be paid for if they receive approval for a secondary use that Medicare does cover. Wegovy is manufactured by Danish drug maker Novo Nordisk. It's the brand name version of the GLP-1 agonist drug semaglutide, and it originally received FDA approval for chronic weight management in June 2021. Semaglutide is also sold under the brand name Ozempic, used to treat type 2 diabetes, and most Part D plans cover Ozempic for diabetes management. Earlier this month, the Food and Drug Administration expanded Wegovy's labeling to allow it to be prescribed to reduce cardiovascular risk. The decision was announced following the release of the full results of Novo Nordisk's SELECT Cardiovascular Outcomes Trial, which found that the drug reduced the risk of major cardiovascular events, including cardiovascular death, heart attack, and stroke, by about 20% versus a placebo. The expanded labeling means that thousands of Part D beneficiaries could soon have covered access to Wegovy. But greater access could put financial strain on Medicare. Analysis published earlier this month in the New England Journal of Medicine found that a 10% uptake in semaglutide among Medicare beneficiaries would result in an additional $27 billion in drug spend for the program. VillageMD has sold 11 of its 13 Rhode Island clinics to a Boston-based medical group management company. Arches Medical Partners said in a release on Wednesday that it had successfully completed the purchase of the clinics from VillageMD, which included 8 primary care facilities and 3 urgent care clinics, all of which are located in the Providence metropolitan area, according to the announcement, and establishes Arches' footprint in the state. Collectively, these practices have around 75,000 patients and employ 50 primary care providers. The financial details of the sale were not disclosed. Walgreens Boots Alliance, which purchased a majority stake in VillageMD for more than $5 billion in October 2021, announced last year that it would close 60 VillageMD locations as it sought to reduce costs by $1 billion. This has been Gist Healthcare Daily from Kauffman Hall. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the podcast. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Gist Weekly.